cook those, like you might say, kids might ask you, well, we're having for supper, and you wouldn't just say turnips, you say, we're having some what?
Turnip for supper?
Turnip what?
Turnip green.
What other greens do you use besides turnip tops? Can you think of them? Any other?
Collard greens. They got wide leaves.
Okay. Now what's the vegetable that you use mostly in salads? It's the main thing in almost
cucumber.
All. Cucumber. Okay. What else do they have in salads?
Lettuce.
Okay. And if you want to get two of them, you ask the grocer for what?
Get two of them.
Two. What you were just talking about?
Two relish.
Oh, relish?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else is in salad? The main green leafy thing. You have almost all salads.
Green and leaf?
Uh-huh. It's kind of like cabbage, only it's...
Salad.
You put it on hamburgers sometimes?
Lettuce.
Yeah, right. Okay, and so if you want two of them, you ask the grocer for what?
Two lettuce?
Uh-huh.
You get two.
Well, it comes by the what?
Head.
Okay, so you're asking for two what?
Heads of lettuce.
Okay. And
Mine's four.
Now, if you have, how many children do you have?
11.
11?
7 good and 4 boys.
Okay. Now, do you ever speak of them as having so many head of children?
Yeah.
Talk about the head of children like you have 11 head of children or something like that. Do you ever talk
I said I had a lot of had a heap of children.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now with that many, you might say you had, other than a heap of children, is there any other way you'd say expressing what a big family you have?
Gotta have a large family.
Okay. Do you ever use the word passel? Passel of children?
Of help, yes. I got a whole passel of children, yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what does that mean to you exactly? Like, or how else might you use the use passel?
Mean a lot.
Okay. Do you think any other times you might use it besides for children? Now, talking about corn, what's the called green covering on the outside of it?
Sure.
Okay. And what's the kind that you eat on the cob?
That's common.
Okay, well, when you just eat it on the cob, you call it what kind of corn?
Roasting there.
Okay. And can I get any other names?
Corn on the cob.
Uh-huh. Okay. What about ordinary corn that's young and tender enough to eat off the cob? Just, you know, it's real young and tender. Do you have a different name for it?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What about mutton corn? You ever heard of that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Now,